It's the start of the Columbus Day weekend, and a lot of leaf peepers are coming into the state. And it's also the heart of the fall festival season. Amy Diaz is editor of The Hippo. She's here to let us in on some details of some fall festivals in the Granite State. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what have you got this week?
Well, there are two big festivals this weekend. There's the Milford Pumpkin Festival, and then there's the Warner Fall Foliage Festival. Both of them basically run through Sunday. And both of these festivals are really big events that kind of take over the community for the weekend, bring in lots of people. Milford, they say they bring in about 35,000 people. In Warner, anywhere from, say, 15 to 25,000 people. So just big events.
How much money does this bring into the community?
In Milford, they said that the event brings in about $2 million, kind of when you include all of the, you know, groceries that people might be shopping for, gas, restaurant, stores, everything that people spend money at over the course of the weekend. And it really is a big deal for the downtown. A lot of the events take place on the Oval, and on those restaurants and shops stay open. Same thing in Warner. The shops downtown stay open. It's good for them. And they even said that people who have come to the festival will later come back, and realtors hear from them that, you know, this is one of the reasons they started looking at Warner to buy a house.
So it's big for the community, but it's also putting the community on the wider map.
Oh, absolutely. And both of these events really, you know, involve pretty much all aspects of the town. In Milford, they say more than 40 nonprofit groups get involved in this. And so it's a big event. It's sort of a fundraiser for Milford downtown, but it's also a fundraiser for a lot of these nonprofits.
Okay, let's talk about some of the specifics in Milford. What are they doing?
Well, you know, they really are appealing to everybody. So they're having a big motorcycle show Friday night. They're trying to get some custom bikes and vintage bikes. But then they're also having a haunted trail, you know, throughout the weekend that kids can walk through, sort of get in the Halloween spirit. They're doing a beer and wine tasting that's all New Hampshire beers and wines. So sort of throughout the weekend, they're trying to get everybody every interest.
Okay, and what about in Warner?
One of the fun events there, they're doing on Sunday, it's a woodsman competition. And this is, I sort of feel like this is classic fair event. You know, you can go and watch these people compete, sort of all different things involving, you know, woodcuts, and there's axe throwing. And I was talking to one of the organizers, he says that, you know, brawn does not always help you in these things. A lot of them are about technique. And for a lot of the competitors, this is kind of the end of their season. They'll compete at fairs all over the area. And then Warner is kind of the big finale.
Now, both of these events would be really labor intensive, I imagine, and they require some really dedicated volunteers in town to pull it all together each year. You know, who are they? Did you talk to some of them for your story?
You know, a lot of people I talked in Warner, I talked to some people who'd been involved in the event for 20 years. In Warner, their festival has been going on for, I think, about 65 years now. And some people have been involved for, you know, 20 years or more. The man I talked to who is part of the Woodsman contest, he's been an organizer for a really long time, used to compete himself, and now he's an organizer. And it really is something that people stick with. And everyone, you know, throughout this, everyone talked about what they enjoyed was seeing the community come together, seeing everyone come out for these festivals. It really is a way to, you know, sort of see everyone in your town, as well as bringing in all these new people.
And you can read much more about both festivals in The Hippo this week, and we'll have a link at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is the editor for The Hippo. Good to see you, Amy.
Have a great weekend.